Quirky News. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Rail idiot. An Englishman had a lucky escape. 46-year-old Gordon Texford was in a toilet in a train station when he heard his train pulling out. So he ran out and jumped onto the back of the train. Miraculously, he clung on for 6 minutes before falling off. Texford even managed to answer a mobile phone call from friends who were inside a carriage on the train as it reached speeds of up to 70 kilometres per hour. Texford escaped with minor injuries to his leg, but may face prosecution for his action. Texford, who was on the Manchester to London train, left the train at a station in order to go to the toilet. A spokesman for British Transport Police said, "It was a very silly thing to do."
Famous bore. I was sitting around with someone talking endlessly about the past, living in it, and I found it rather dull, said Mick Jagger, who had been planning to write his autobiography. In the end, the legendary singer confessed that he had scrapped plans to write it because he found it all too boring. Jagger, 64, was paid a huge cash advance to write his life story, but has ditched the project. The rock legend, who has dated some of the world's most beautiful women, has not yet ruled out writing it one day. He said, "I'd love to find another form to do it in, a book form, but not a showbiz memoir type."
Animal haters. An emu sparked an international incident after it escaped from police. The emu was first spotted in Germany. Vets, local zoo staff and officers in patrol cars all tried to catch it, but failed. After several hours, the bird leapt into neighbouring Switzerland and German police informed their colleagues over the border. But even with the combined efforts of both German and Swiss police, the emu, which was running at speeds over 50 kilometres per hour, still managed to avoid capture. In the end, German police shot the bird when it crossed the border again. A police spokesman said, "We managed to shoot the bird, but we are still trying to find out how it got here in the first place. No bird farms or zoos in the area say they are missing an emu. It is a mystery." Of course, this isn't the first time that animals have been dealt with in such a callous manner. Just recently, German hunters shot a bear that appeared in the Alps for the first time in 200 years. And a few months later, there were plans to put down a baby polar bear which had lost its parents.